Today, we celebrate a birthday. I assume none of you brought cake. But if you did, let us know now, and we'll join you for a celebration afterward. But that would be strange. Why would you ever go above and beyond? Why would I ever do that? We, as human beings, love status quo. We love it. We love things just to be the same. Don't change anything. Just leave it. John the Baptist, whose birthday it is today, hated that. He loved change. Zechariah and Elizabeth, his mother, were of the same sort of breed. They always went above and beyond. Because Zechariah and Elizabeth never took anything for granted. I suppose if you or I were to think of the opposite of entitlement, it probably would be humility, it seems like. That makes sense. I don't know a lot about entitlement. It seems like the opposite of humility is pride. But we all can agree that entitlement, we usually see it in our young generations, is tied to pride. They think they are owed something. That was the basis of Zechariah and Elizabeth's life. They never, ever thought that. Their faith, their life, and their one and only child, they never took for granted. Unfortunately, sensitive topics, we usually take all three of those for granted. Young couples can turn bitter when they're not given the child they want. When life doesn't always go according to our own designs, we become irritated and bitter, and we have wounds. And oftentimes in the life of faith, we think we'll just fall into heaven, as if it's owed to us of what we've done, rather than a freely given gift given by God in reward, not in exchange, but in reward for the life of fidelity to him. St. John the Baptist's birthday is celebrated because he is a champion on how to live life to the full. You know, and I know, we only celebrate three birthdays in the church. His, Christmas, Mary's, in September, September 8th, the birth of Mary, and John the Baptist, 6 months older than Jesus. So in 6 months, we'll have Christmas. But today, on June 24th, we celebrate his birthday. So you didn't bring a cake, I didn't bring a cake. Let's give him gifts. These are the three gifts that St. John the Baptist would want. I know when I call my nieces and nephews and say, hey, Joseph, hey, Elizabeth, what do you want for your birthday? I have a whole list of things they can give me. Why would St. John the Baptist be any different? These are the three things St. John the Baptist would want from you and from me. One, go to daily Mass as often as you go to the dentist and you get your hair cut. I kind of want to chuckle. Father, that seems ridiculous. Can you imagine how full daily Mass would be? Because most of us get our hair cut. And hopefully most of us go to the dentist. Could you imagine how full daily Masses would be? Because you're what, supposed to go to the dentist twice a year? Get your hair cut every 3 to 5 weeks probably? Can you imagine daily Masses? And I'm talking everybody, not just you devout people. I'm talking all of you would go to daily Mass as often as you get your hair cut or you get your teeth cleaned. Because you'd be going above and beyond. I would be going above and beyond. Nothing with mediocrity, do away with entitlement, and do more than what was expected. That was the life of St. John the Baptist. He was beheaded because he did more than what was expected of him. Number two, here's the second gift. We need to baptize our babies. You know people, children perhaps, grandchildren, neighbors, nieces, nephews, colleagues, extended family members. I know I have, and my own brother. We have this weird thing of waiting. Let them decide for themselves. Why? Why would you keep the gift of faith from your child in the name of inclusion? Well, I want my child to decide. Oh, they'll decide on a lot of things in life, but not baptism. It's inarguable. If you don't judge, I won't judge. But if we look to St. John the Baptist and his story, he was baptized in the womb of his mother. Friends, God showed us through St. John the Baptist, giving him that name, the Baptist, that we don't even wait a week or two. By a singular honor, God miraculously, no church, no mass, no congregation, no priest, God, by a singular honor, baptizes John in the womb of Elizabeth. Doesn't it seem like God is trying to teach us, Catholic, Lutheran, Methodist, Baptist, regardless of your Christian faith, that we baptize our babies as soon as we are able, that we give them the gift of faith as soon as we are able, that we don't wait. If you're not in that situation, a day like today reminds us, and as our gift to St. John the Baptist for his birthday, to pray for those who wait. Pray for those who are confused of why we don't baptize our babies. We don't let them decide on their faith. They have plenty of time to do that. We give them the gift and let them choose what to do with it. But first, the gift has to be given. One, go to daily mass as much as you get your teeth cleaned. Two, baptize babies. And three is this, that no matter what we're concerned about in life, that our highest concern isn't so much about what we don't have, but about what we do have. Zechariah and Elizabeth were elderly people when she conceived. Zechariah knew and wanted so badly a child of his own as a priest. He wanted a child. And he prayed silently every day for one. And finally, God rewarded him with John. What that tells us is that John, along with his parents, Zechariah and Elizabeth, never took anything for granted. On the day of his birthday, we can give him these gifts. Baptize our babies, get to daily mass, and never take anything for granted and do everything you and I can do to avoid entitlement. But you see, the story of St. John the Baptist teaches us most of all, and he is the champion of this, along with his parents, that life can be incredibly joy-filled and full of happiness and satisfaction if we focus much more of our attention on rather on the things that we don't have than on the things we do have. And in the case of St. John the Baptist, he concentrated a lot on what he did have, which is faith. May St. John the Baptist pray for us that what we don't have is not our concern, but what we do have, our faith in our Lord and in heaven, can be given to us on the day we die, like it was for St. John.